You gotta engage. Cause this is another episode of Dope Made with Love. I am the neighborhood love dealer.
I love you.
And I'm on location again. And I'm a very, 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 very special guest.
What if somebody I know gonna hear that shit?
But it's okay. I have a very special guest on the show tonight. Mm-hmm. Very special. See, if I had my laptop, I would have my buttons. Usually I have sound effects. So I had a round of applause. And I think you deserve that type of...
I think so, too.
So let me get my shit together.
Oh, fuck. Don't tell me you got all that shit with you.
I travels with mine. I ain't gonna do you like that. This is gonna be nice and neat. I'm gonna get a listen. It's a quick 15 minutes. If this is your first time, this is her first time on the show. And before I introduce my guest, shout out to you. Shout out to the listeners, everybody that's been tuning in. Y'all grabbed the last episode. Y'all listened to the last episode, Still in Motion. I dropped the episode called Still in Motion. It's basically just saying how even physically, if you're not in motion.
How many people normally listen to your podcast?
A plethora.
When you come on, mm-hmm. They automatically kick in.
It's not live. This is just pre-recorded. I can edit it. I can chop this out, take this out, add background music. This is...
okay.
Yeah. Not yet. Shout out to Spotify. We on Spotify right now. Spotify for podcasters. They used to be called Anchor. Anchor is the mother owner. Not fucking mother owner. What you call it? The person who created the app. They sold it to Spotify. So Anchor sold it to Spotify. I was on one of the first ones on there, just, you know, since 2018. I've been doing it since 2018. But before I get too much into that again, shout out to you, the listeners. I have a very special guest. Let me get her on here while I got her on here. If you haven't been to the airport yet and catch a plane ticket and, you know, get your airline together, we about to take this flight. I'm about to take a flight. Y'all already know how we doing the show. But I want to introduce someone that I have known all my life. I've known this lady, this woman, this queen all my life. Let me introduce you. I got my aunt Valerie's on the show. Say what's up to the people.
Hey, what's up?
This is not about to be no damn. Hey, what's up?
Like I'm trying to sing.
Like you're trying to sing. I mean, we can go.
Hey, what's up?
Say what's up. What's up? This is my aunt Valerie, y'all. Legendary DC representative. One of the original steppers. It's like,
I wish.
The OGs in the game. I'm on location. Guess what, y'all? I brought her on here so we can celebrate her. And this is a hell of a celebration. What's happening? Tell the listeners what you got going on. Introduce yourself and tell them the big thing you got going on.
Hello. Hi, everybody. I'm Valerie. And hey, I'm about to retire in two more days.
You're about to retire. You've been working. How long you been working?
May 31st, 29 years.
29 years.
Internal and external guests. Love them all.
What you mean internal and external?
Internal,
for the listeners that don't know, I don't know.
External guest is the guests that come into the hotel.
Okay,
I work for a hotel.
Okay.
The internal guest is my associate, mm-hmm. of Omni.
Okay.
From all departments.
Okay. I serve them too.
Yes, I serve them
too. A very prestigious hotel, if you don't know. Mm-hmm. If you've ever been in the D.C. area, you got that Big Bang Hank, you know what Omni all about. Congratulations. How many days?
Thank you. Two more days.
So when I drop this, you will be officially retired once I drop this episode.
Yep.
So
hey.
Congratulations. You had to get up every morning for 29 years.
4 o'clock.
Four o'clock in the morning.
out the door 5:19.
5:19.
Catching one bus on time and running for the next
you
bus.
You was in the city on a bus, dealing with Metro. So you done seen some changes with Metro. Ooh. You done seen Metro change. Mm-hmm. If anybody's ever been to D.C. and you participated on our Metro system, rail, bus, you know how it can get. What line you off that X2 line?
No, I don't do
that. You
never
did the X2?
Oh yeah, I did the X2, but not no more.
Okay.
I do the U6, U5, or the 96. Okay. 96 be having me running every day going
and
morning.
And that's in Northeast DC, if you don't know. That's like the
North. Southeast.
Southeast DC. Mm. Southeast. Yay. Mm. Okay. Mm. I'm digging that. So my listeners don't know that you have very blessed hands. I come from a family of seamstress, and what's the term for a man?
Well, we're all tailors.
Tailors. I'm tailor made, and we on Taylor Street.
Yep.
Even though the spelling is different, but I'm saying though. Damn. Okay. My entire family, my grandmother, rest her soul. She taught us how to sew.
Let me answer.
She taught us how to sew, and well, not us, cause I don't even know how to thread a needle. I didn't catch them hands.
Yeah, that's cause your mom don't sew.
Yeah.
We just
My mom used to do a little bit though.
Yeah,
a little team. Yeah, she sure did.
My mama used to do
yeah, she sure did. Yeah.
And for the listeners, they don't know you hear that from me. For my listeners, you don't hear that familiar.
She sure did making tablecloths and stuff
in the background.
He so too.
Mm-hmm. You know. But
tablecloth. That's where your mom's work. Tablecloth.
Party cloth,
yeah.
And that was a disclaimer. I know the plane has officially taken off and we are there. So if you hear a couple, you know, seasonal allergies from the air up in the sky, that's just us on a flight right now. Me per se. But back to retirement.
And granny.
Mm-hmm. And the working life. And sewing. You actually was able to be a seamstress, a tailor at your job. So what exactly was the function?
Well, a tailor, you make clothes. A seamstress, you do more alterations, mm-hmm. and a lot of other side sewing buttons. And I made a lot of stuff, had tablecloths for mm-hmm. the job, throw pillows,
okay.
Piano covers,
covers. You never did like guest clothes, like if someone sure. came in with like these suits.
Of course, somebody wanted to suit him, jacket sleeve him, buttons. Mm-hmm. Somebody's zipper broke while they was getting dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Changed the zipper right away so they can go to their little function on time.
Yeah, and you were working in an area where you could see anybody in there.
No, I'm underground.
No, I'm just saying, like, the who's in there.
No, I don't see who's who. Nobody. No, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you ain't want to see nobody?
I don't see nobody. I just please them.
Okay,
I just
so you
do
was,
the work. I'm the back of the house.
Yeah, you the ones that's taking care of things, the real ones.
Yeah.
Making things happen.
Yep.
No face, no case, no, you know, we just doing what we need to do as a passion.
And keep a smile on their face.
Keeping a smile. If you dedicated 29 years to keeping a smile on someone's face, some company's face, and representing them, associates. You've touched so many lives, your co-workers. How do your co-workers feel about you leaving?
They crying. But what can I say? They don't know what they're going to do when I'm gone, who going to do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think my best thing I can do is come up there and train somebody.
Okay. But that's almost like a job. You going back to work.
I mean,
like here and there.
I'm not going back to work.
You'll be work for hire.
No, I'm just going to go up there and show them the right way.
Okay.
So they can make their life a little easier.
I feel
easier.
You. Keeping the legacy going and still. That's
let them know, do horrible. Not turn nobody down. Mm-hmm. I don't care what they need. If they come to you and ask for something, even if you're not supposed to do it. Help them out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And when you say those type of qualities, that goes along with me also wanting to express how important that is to have the longevity of working for 29 years. You know what I'm saying? It was the same company?
Of course.
Same company. The same company for 29 years. I just got to clap. I don't have my button.
Thank you.
But the listeners, yeah, feel me on this. That's what's up, Auntie. I love you.
Yeah.
And what looks like when we're young, we see you going to work, just going to work. Like, the people in the identity, I ain't trying to go to work like that. I don't see me working for 29 years, you know, back to back. But that also says the lack of discipline that some of us do have that can't really, you know, it's just time. Time evolves, so there's different ways to skin a cat nowadays. But sewing and doing your thing, I think that's what's up. That's what's up. Shout out to y'all, man. I told you I got a special guest on the show tonight. I don't know if it's going to be tonight or today or however it's going to be, but it's going to be grand. It's the one. Well, I'm going to have a good title for this one. I'm going to come up with it. I'm so proud of you, Auntie, on behalf of everybody listening, my loved ones. I call them loved ones. They're not no fans or followers, or they the loved ones. If you're tuning in right now and you hear the sound of my voice, just know that it's always love, and I really, really appreciate you for just supporting the brand. And I'm still pumping them out there. I've been on the street, Auntie. You know, it's just coming and just organic. I'm like, let me mic up. And then I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity. You thought we was gonna get real ratchet on this, but they probably like, dang, she ain't really cuss yet, cause I be cussing. I be cussing on it. I know, right? But you giving me ability to show like my interviewing skills, and I do wanna I see myself evolving and interviewing people from all over. I wanna have more guests on the show and, you know, get it going and possibly go video, cause you see me slimming down. I'm about to get in the camera and show these people the face behind the voice, however you say it, but I'm just having a good time. The episodes is going up. Yes, I checked the analytics. Y'all thought I forgot. I checked the analytics and I see the numbers going up. I got listeners in like Brazil, Africa. They gonna hear your voice, Auntie, in the UK. It's a couple Caucasians that's listening. You know what I'm saying? All types of people, United States repping. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. We are on. We didn't say what's up. Like, you on top. This top flight right here. You with the neighborhood love, Dilla. I really slang this love. I call myself the neighborhood love, Dilla.
It got so heavy, I had to get that number up. You know what I'm saying?
I show up and I pop up.
In my car, I was the number one in the neighborhood.
I had that shit in the trunk. I just had to get some cuss words out real quick.
Well, I thank y'all for tuning in.
Yes. We definitely, this was a short flight. We definitely was getting a little test run out of private. I was in a private jet tonight. You about to fly again. Okay, get the gasoline. We need to get the gasoline, gas the plane up. This was going to be a quick hit. I'm just excited for the flight that's in front of me, you know. But this was just something short and sweet. Show us some love on the platform.
Thank
you. Drop the little jewels. And Auntie, this is something that I say on the episode. Before I roll out, I give my little saying. I don't want to say Lord saying because it's big saying. The Demons having a gangster party and they're giving out free tickets. They dress to impress, disguise as success. Please don't get caught slipping. Yes, don't get caught slipping. If nobody told you today, you know I love your whole life. I don't know if my theme music playing in the background, but I got a little deal on my phone. Neighborhood love dealer. My man, put down for me and not my man, because that was a grown-ass man who did that. Very skilled. I didn't want you to say my man, like, he big man. Mm-hmm. But he put down, I might have some dramatic music, you know, Malcolm. Your nephew, Malcolm, I keep it all in the family. That's why I'm so blessed for you. I'm gonna airdrop it to you. Yes, my auntie is up to date. She's doing it. She iPhone everything. If you don't mind, last words for our listeners? Just a gem, just something that they can just take, even if it goes in one ear and out the other. Well, we can just take, give us something real quick.
Whatever you want to do, take it to the moon. Don't stop. Keep on riding.
And there you go. That's the name of the, that's going to be the name of the episode. Whatever you want to do, take it to the moon. I am the Neighborhood Love Dilla. This was another episode of Dope Made with Love. Don't forget to shout me out. Come through on IG. I'm on IG at Dope Made with Love. If you want to check out the Neighborhood Love Dilla and what I do, how I slang a little bit, I show a little bit, not too much of my personal life on the IG, but you can go ahead, go to at I Love Your Whole Life. That's Your Whole Life. Oh, I say Your Whole Life. It's at I Love Your _ Whole Life on IG. And just keep tuning in, man. I appreciate your whole life. I'm going to keep them coming, man. I got something else in the brew. I might do a back-to-back tonight. That's how I'm feeling tonight, man. I'm dropping two in the next. By the end of the month, by June, I'm probably going to drop two episodes. That's 3 days from now. So let's go up, man. Shout out to you. Shout out to y'all, me, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And I'm out.
Really be barring, I'd be fucking with it. Like, if nigga really spit some shit, like, it ain't gotta be no intellect, but if you actually saying some metaphors and some actually throwing some crazy bars in that joint, I fuck with that shit. Be crazy.
It's just something about rap music, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm separating from it. From the content. I don't want to say rapping.
It is.
I don't want to say rapping because hip hop is rapping. The art of rapping. You have to be really, because like we were just talking about how we really just have to be mindful of what the fuck niggas is talking about, because that shit works. Yep. Even though it's not a script, and I'm reading someone's script.
I was going to say, I was just talking to somebody.
And attention has a lot to do with it, though.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody about that. Like, we would keep seeing this increase because the dudes, the little young dudes in my job, they had like some, you know, mid-20, late-20 somethings in my job.
Okay.
And so we'd be having a radio playing, and like I'd bring my speaker in there, or they'll bring their speaker in there, and they'd be playing their music, I'd be playing our music. And pretty much everybody plays the music from, you know, their era, the music that they come from.
Oh, yeah. Everybody auxed up. Yeah. Pass me the aux cord.
Yeah. But so I'm typically playing like, you know, 90s, 2000, 2010 type music. Like, you know what I'm saying? The shit that cranked out when we was coming up, like, between in our early to mid-20s.
Mm-hmm. As you can see, well, not as they can see, but they can definitely, I don't know if they hear it in the background, that we are about to board this flight, and we getting our shit together. I call these my plane tickets. So we about to catch this flight. I didn't properly introduce, but welcome to another episode of Dope Made with Love. I am the Neighborhood Love Dilla. I got a guest in here. You know, Mac. He ain't been on the show in a minute. I got Cuz in the building. What's up, Cuz?
Cool.
Ain't nothing. We just was having a fucking conversation. Got into it. I decided to mic up. So this will be like a bonus episode. Just us talking about some things that I've been wanting to talk about, and I ain't had nobody on the show in a minute. Shout out to you, shout out to Anchor, shout out to Spotify. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you in that seat and you hear the safety. I know you hear the flight attendant. Y'all hear it in the background. Don't play. Yeah, I'm stepping it up. I ain't got my buttons today, but I definitely got some shit in the background. Got some new production. As y'all know, this is dramatic music I have on the motherfucking podcast. I'm back up in this bitch. I don't know if I said that. Did I say that? That I was back up in this bitch? I try to make it known that I say that shit every episode. I'm back up in this bitch. Ting. That was on time. But, yes. We were just talking about, I wonder if, when you acting, that, like, what's the karmic consequences of acting?
Like, but so what I was saying about music, and how I was listening to, like, I listened to the different eras of music, and there was this long period of time, probably a good 15 to 20 years, where hip hop was about having fun.
What type of fun? Like
partying,
yeah, party
bullshit,
fun,
getting drunk, yeah,
party and bullshit.
Between, I want to say,
was,
between like
was that our,
90, I mean, 90, Nah. 2001 and like 2012, 2013
mm-hmm.
before shit started going back into the gunplay bars,
like NWA 2.0.
Yeah,
it was. It's given that.
But that's what. But right now mm-hmm. we're dealing with that exact type of alchemy where if you listen, like, so what I was getting at was I listened to the music that they play.
Mm-hmm.
Every bar is about shooting somebody. It's about a gun.
It definitely is.
It's about how many guns I got. It's about how many of my mans got
even
guns.
If you are a rapper rapping about being a rapper, you're talking about a rapper having a gun yeah. or a weapon.
Because that because gun yeah. bars were a part, it was a metaphor at one
gun
point
bars.
In time.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it gets a pass, you know, going through the airways because mm-hmm. it's been seen as a metaphor in the past.
Yeah.
But it's actually, because it's so heavy in the music now, at one point in time, you just sprinkled those in there.
Yeah, you had to like.
But that's it's like everybody.
That was all, or it was a more of a B side track.
Yeah,
it was your B side.
It wasn't one of your main.
Yeah, that you would
hits.
Hear on the radio or something that you know what I'm saying, definitely.
So,
would
that,
hear.
So that's the part that's throwing me off, because when I listen to their tracks, I'm like, this is why motherfuckers out here shooting. This is why motherfuckers can't put their guns down.
It's the alchemy.
They hear it in their music, like, it's, and I don't even want to say it like it's like
we're not blaming
they're being
a person.
Influenced. It's like, I don't even want to use the word influence because
but it
it's
is an influence.
Than, it's deeper than
it's
influence.
It's deeper than influence, yeah.
Because it's a penetration more so. When you plan it over and over and over and mm-hmm. over again, eventually it's gonna break into your psyche. Yeah.
And I remember being a little younger than I am now, and when Eminem came out, and somebody was on trial for, what, he shot up a school or
mm-hmm.
the white guy, somebody, and they blamed it on the Eminem yeah. lyrics. And people had so much to say about how that rap shit don't influence, even with N.W.A. back then, they were saying. You know what I'm saying?
And that's, and that's the crazy part is because
even with
was,
Luke, the words influence sexual behavior.
I was
going to
say that, but that point in time, and that's the weird part about it, at that point in time, those were just reflections of the actual reality.
Mm-hmm.
Now that shit's actually true.
So this is what I think. So even with the alchemy of and the well, should I say not the alchemy, but the karma of what they rapped about back in the day. Fuck the police, you know what I'm saying? Bitches ain't shit but hoes and trick.
So that's
shit
what I'm
like
saying.
That. All them type of songs. It's like yes, hip hop. Because let's get into it. This is a good segue into it's 50 years of hip hop. So it's been 50 years of hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is the Black History Month. It's June, Black Music Month, should I say. And 50 years later, the women are talking about, like, everybody got money, but the women are talking even more hypersexualized than the men. You know what I'm saying? Sukiana, she got a song, Eating Ass. And you know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm trying to say is, like, the karma going to be there regardless of the progress. So it might seem like hip-hop has succeeded, but the question to pose is, has hip-hop really succeeded?
But see, that's the thing. So that's why I don't give hip-hop that much credit.
Enlighten me on that part.
You have to take in consideration society's effect on society.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? People influence people just on a day-to-day basis.
In general.
As opposed to, like, just saying, well, it's the... Because that's what the problem was in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
All of these problems were happening in these neighborhoods. They were just speaking about them in their songs.
Yeah.
But there were real problems
They are real problems.
But
okay.
They were pointing it at, oh, well, the problems are happening because of the music.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, the problems were there the whole time. Y'all just didn't hear about it and didn't care about it until it was in your music and it started affecting y'all kids.
Yeah.
Y'all kids started rapping these lyrics and now it bothers you. But this is what's actually been mm-hmm. going on for the last 40,
because
50
it went
years.
From their kids like rapping it to them wanting to look like us,
mm-hmm.
and then it went from wanting to look like us to talk like us. Then it went from talk like
it.
Us to dance like us. Then it went from dance to us. Now it is they want to be us.
But the problem is they can't do shit about any of it. But instead they try to blame everybody else as opposed to actually just taking control. Because what the problem really is, they have no control over the households. The
yeah.
kids are going to do what they want to do, just like kids are always going to do.
Right.
They just didn't want to see it in that manner because that's not what they're comfortable with.
Right.
But the issue really is for this rapper to have these lyrics about this hood that he came up in, he had to have been going through this he had to have been going through this for at least the past 25 years.
Okay.
So this is 25 years of this condition that this person is now talking about as an adult. Nobody yep. ever pointed that.
The moment, the momentum of it.
Nobody yep. ever looked at it. You think this person just turned 20 in their 20s and all of a sudden they became a gangster? No.
Yeah.
They've been going through this shit their entire life. But now all of a sudden you want to act like they're a problem and not the environment that they came up in. Not the environment that, that breeds these type of people. Because the guy that's rapping about it, he the one that made it. He the one that made it out.
Mm-hmm. It's, but it's I'm other asking, damage that's
just like
but
him.
I'm asking that, and to tie that all up, because I definitely we went a little sideways a minute. But back to the main thing is, what's the karmic consequence of?
We see it. We talking about
of acting and rapping like
we see it.
Everyone's in that's jail. What I'm talking Boosie about. In jail right now.
That's what I'm talking about. You cannot be.
You can't be.
You can't be a popular artist, rapper, singer, actor.
You can't beat the
losing something.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to lose absolutely. Something. Something up here has to go off because you got to turn it off so that you can keep that facade up.
Mm-hmm. But there definitely are. Taking ills in the rap game.
And look what happens when you do try to change. They call you a clone.
We're talking about Gucci?
Yep.
Was that that was physically, though.
It was everything. He changed his whole style. He changed his...
Shit, he didn't change much with all them artists. Most of his artists in jail. He's still... Most of his artists in jail. Pusha T's in jail.
Yeah.
Fugiano's in jail.
But he not.
But I'm saying...
I'm just talking about... But that's what I'm saying.
Most of them, you know, that's what the old head they usually needed. Not going to be. That's what we got the young niggas.
So, but the point that's was just about how people
for.
Look at, how perceive when an artist changes their image because of the lifestyle that they were.
I thought niggas say he was cloned up. Just because he had abs. I thought it was solely about that.
Nah, it was. They was good saying and they were better, saying slow Gucci change. Belly. They saying that he wasn't rapping about the street. You go listen.
He
to
was
old,
rapping about the.
He was rapping about money. Go listen to like oh, yeah, like. Okay.
But what street nigga that made it like that don't start? Like, that's Jeezy,
but
that's Jay-Z,
that's what I'm saying.
Gucci.
Like it was before, it was street money. Now so, he's talking about, I'm just fucking rich. I just got this. I just
pimping
got that. He pimping. Like, he's on it. Yeah, like, he just left that side alone. He's still doing it, probably.
Yeah, but it's a different thing. I'm not in the crossfire as much, because I just got out,
and I ain't putting
and he just got his stripes. He just said, y'all got
and so he got jail. So he got his young niggas around mm-hmm. to do the dirt.
I fuck with Fugiana. I like that song. Baby mamas ain't shit. She won't let me see my son.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga, they was all up yeah, on that. I like, you know, the Pooh Shiesty. I wish I really wish the Mask would have went in jail with him. No offense. I'm so sick of seeing. I don't want to say so sick of seeing.
Right.
But it's just very. I'm very perturbed when I see people with the Pooh Shiesty mask on in humid weather.
It's weird to me. It's been weird to me for a while now.
Because I think of a hoodie and shorts in California. Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get cold at night. But I'm talking about full-blown wool fucking, you know what I'm saying?
My problem is deeper than
and
that.
And I understand football players have to do it all the time when they, you know, they be...
We ain't talking about that. Nigga walking down the street.
Walking down the motherfucking street.
So, what bothers me about that is because when we talk about psyche,
mm-hmm.
think about how you move when you got your sunglasses on
mm-hmm.
compared to when you don't. Where everybody can see your lies. Where everybody can see where you look.
I be on a cloud.
You know what I'm
saying? I hope everyone's on a cloud.
You kind of in your own little space,
right?
Imagine when you can cover your whole face and you can imagine that nobody knows who you are. And in your mind, you can do whatever you want and won't nobody know.
Because I ain't gonna say I've never covered my face up like wore a gator mask and all that other shit like that.
Yeah,
but
when it's cold.
It was for that. I didn't have time to think about how I felt. I was just trying to block the
but
coldness.
But not walking down the street
like,
with a t-shirt and
it's
shorts
humid.
On.
It's 97.3 degrees outside.
You got a t-shirt and shorts on.
And
you got
the bubble on. And I see niggas with the bubble. They got a bubble coat on.
And that's what I'm saying.
And we're not trying to.
You're a gangster and you're hot about it. Like, if you're doing
literally.
This. You know what I'm saying? You're literally. Like,
literally
you're just
hot.
Doing all the hot shit.
You're a hot nigga. I felt bad because one of them came in there and my heart a little jumped. But I don't know if I was feeling the fact that he would do something while he was in the store. But you can tell when a nigga vibes off.
It's a lot of these. But I don't know if it's just a dark nigga. It's a song Gucci did. Gucci my nigga, man.
Gucci your nigga? We're going to have to put... I'm going to put a Gucci song on the top of this episode.
Because Gucci hits a lot of different angles in his music that people miss. Mm-hmm. Like, when you go listen to his albums, mm-hmm. he going to have some real fucking... He had this one joint called Dirty Little Nigga. I think the joint was on one of his...
Dirty Little Nigga?
Yeah.
I might play that.
Yeah, it's called.
Is it mixtape Gucci? Because it might not be. No, it's on the album.
I think it's one of his East Atlanta Santa joints.
East Atlanta Santa. Okay, that was a nice little trilogy. He had a trilogy of that.
It was a trilogy. And all them Jones
crank.
But I
fell in love with Gucci when I moved to Ohio. And I never seen, like, I've been down south. And parties and things like that, Gucci, you know what I'm saying? But to hear Gucci in the Midwest at a motherfucking house party after hour joints in the middle of motherfucking Cleveland, Ohio, mm-hmm. West Side, East Side, Cleveland, Ohio, and that motherfucking Trap House 3 come on, and you in a goddamn big ass house, you know, out there, the houses, you be in the ghetto, you be in the trenches, but the house is big as shit. They got like two basements in one basement and shit. And that motherfucking come on and everybody get to stomping. I told partner, bring the pressure. And just goddamn, I might put that in the beginning. Trap House 3. I might name this episode Trap House 3. Because I'm ready to trap this motherfucking house out.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the...
I'm trying to trap my voice out. That's better than slap my voice out.
I was talking about that song because it was the basis of the song was talking about that guy and the condition.
The Gucci now?
What you mean?
What you mean that guy?
That person that you saw in the store.
Oh, got you.
Like the dude that you look at kind of throw you off. You don't really know. You know he a hood nigga. You know he on some dirty shit, but you just don't know when that shit gonna be. He might be chilling right now. But you definitely got all the
empathy in the world, but you just
but
like,
you know this family got something going on. And so he was, like, the whole song is just describing that street nigga. Okay. That nigga that's on the block all day, that he ain't got nothing else to do but get this money, because that's the only way he gonna get out of being dirty. Yeah. And, like, you see his shoes fucked up, he ain't shave, ain't bathe, like... Yeah, that type
strictly
of shit.
Strictly that nigga. Okay.
Strictly street niggas.
It's called Dirty Little Nigga?
It's called Dirty Little Nigga.
Okay. And as I say on the podcast, I got a disclaimer about nigga. Mm-hmm. Nigga could be a person, place, or thing with us over here. So all the listeners...
I'm never having to explain that.
I'm just saying, you know, I got to do this. I'm trying to, you know, I do know. And let's segue into that, the analytics. I got people in Great Britain listening... Motherfucking Africa listening, and you know what I'm saying? Okay. A lot of people overseas, United States, they definitely one of my main top, they are the top consumers of this podcast. But it's just that I know other countries are so consumed by the media, and I want them to motherfucking really know that nigga ain't that nigga shit over here, because we really, you know, Juneteenth just passed. Mm-hmm. How you feel? Let's get into that.
Oh, let's not even try. Why?
How do you feel about Juneteenth, and what did you do, and how do you properly celebrate? Can I get finished the question? I already see it on your face. The listeners, you can't see with his face.
Nah, it's because it's not even like that. It's June. So, and I was talking at work about this.
We get time and a half.
We did.
You did?
Federal holiday.
Amazon, we did.
Are you serious?
So serious. That's not one of our holidays.
It's a federal holiday.
We didn't get paid.
That's why New York got the union popping.
That's why that nigga fucked y'all over. It was New York that got that union popping.
This ain't no Mother's Day, Father's Day celebrate. Nah, it's a federal holiday.
And not to get
holiday.
Into all of that, you know, they got all these affinity groups at the... That's another episode, y'all.
But my whole episode. So at work, it's a wild situation to have. I'm gonna say how I feel about Juneteenth for the most part. And then I'm gonna say the wild shit to happen.
Okay.
I think it's absolutely necessary.
Okay.
I believe in Juneteenth. Okay. I just don't believe in the phrase happy Juneteenth.
It's happy Juneteenth?
That's what people say sometimes. I've heard people say that. People say happy Juneteenth as if it's a celebration. And I'm like, it's not a celebration. It's a day.
Like, you get texts that say Happy 4th of July?
Yeah. I've seen people. I mean, it's Happy 4th of July everywhere. Because the 4th of July is also supposed to be a day of celebration.
Until we knew.
But see, that's why we so that's why I feel like Black people own 4th of July for ourselves. We don't celebrate 4th of July like everybody else does.
I feel you on that, but I also thought with us and 4th of July, it's more about, and it fucking sucks, but it's like on the other side of the quarter, it's just that I finally get a day off and time and a half.
Right. We just celebrate as part of the country, but it's not us
freedom being, and right. independence and all that historical bullshit. Not historical bullshit, but you
sense,
know what I mean.
So to me, in a sense,
I don't want
to
sound ignorant, but it is. That's how it kind of makes me feel.
It isn't, but it is. It's both.
All the holidays.
I feel like it's both because America did have to go through its own, as a country, it had to go through its own fight for freedom from another country. Just during that time, those motherfuckers were keeping another group of people enslaved.
True.
So the celebration is based.
But they were fighting to basically try to one up on each other, to be the head honcho.
Well, not necessarily, because I used to read encyclopedias a lot of shit. So
encyclopedias,
yeah,
Britannica.
They don't even make those no more.
They don't. Are they in the museum?
That's all. That's what phones do now. Phones, tablets.
No, like our parents had you reading encyclopedias at like 2 years old back in the day.
Yeah, we had a whole volume. I used to love reading them.
We were like fucking reading encyclopedias.
They didn't make me. I just wanted to I think I opened one up and found a whole thing about bugs. And you had like all these different.
You know
types
why
of...
I laughed just now?
What?
Because when you said that, as you were saying that in my head, I was saying, shit, I remember opening up the encyclopedia and seeing roaches in it. Dead, like flat
actual,
ass roaches.
Like
grew
roaches.
Up in the trenches. Yeah. Like, you had a roof over your head, but that roof was shared. You had to share that space with some things. But I digress. Go ahead. I'm sorry. It reminded me of when the word triggered me. Like, yeah, I remember them little. It'd be the baby roaches, or you see that one mama roach in the back of it. Just mush. Like,
yeah, I used to.
Don't let it be the joints you need.
I used to get into them joints just because once I saw that, I was like, oh, what the fuck else is in these joints? So I just started flipping through. But what I was reading about in history was, the fight for freedom was actually a noble fight.
Okay.
Against their enemies. Mm-hmm. They were fucked up people for the shit they were still doing over here. But.
Because we knew. Okay.
But as far as what England was trying to oppress from across the ocean.
Right.
It was fucked up too.
Okay.
So they were kind of going through. Because they were basically over here building. Farming and doing everything and sending that shit back across the water.
Right.
And they sitting over here like, why the fuck we doing over all this work? Why we got all these people over here doing all this work?
Mm-hmm. Because
they're sending it over there. Because they over here like, well, we getting the good shit. Why are we sending it to y'all?
Mm-hmm.
And then they stopped sending it. So then they
started
sending
it. Yeah, we stopped sending it.
And then so they sent soldiers.
Right.
And that's how the war started.
Yeah, they sent soldiers.
Yeah.
Because they also looked at... I can say us because of the United States, but the white people that were trying to gain hierarchy, that's why I say they were trying to, this is the battle of the penises. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically.
They looked at us, USA, as peasants.
Right.
The trailer park class
that's who they sent
of whites.
They
that's
sent
who
farmers.
The fuck. Yeah, they sent the motherfuckers, and they just had that DNA of hierarchy and overseeriness, and if that's a word. But they had that shit in their DNA, so they imposed that shit on us.
But what I was saying about Juneteenth though is that I feel like it's a day that is necessary because we don't have one. We don't have.
But what is there to like for someone that's on the contrary right now to be like, what is there to have? What is there to have? Because soon as we acknowledge it, I can speak for us on the East Coast, because down in Texas and all that, this is nothing new. Mm-hmm. It just became federal in a sense of, we need a day for this.
Right.
Because we're tired of standing up and probably about to lose our jobs and all this other shit for trying to take this day off, and we feel some type of way. So, and we just need that acknowledgement. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Point blank. But and on the East Coast, it's just like, what do we do on Juneteenth to celebrate it? Does that turn into the cookout day? Now, don't get me wrong. My Juneteenth was lit. So my weekend, that, I went to a big-ass cookout. I ain't going to hold you. Okay.
Last year, I remember everybody was cooking out. But it was, the weather was fucked up this year, too. Like, we had weird weather this year. Like,
not for Juneteenth. The weekend before Juneteenth. So, Juneteenth was on Monday or Tuesday, one of them. Was yeah, at the
it, was
top of
it was cloudy that day.
I don't know when we're going to drop this episode, but...
Yeah, it was kind of cloudy. I was just saying the weather been real funny, so ain't nobody really been planning for
anything.
For
yeah,
real.
For real, yeah.
Let's get on that. How these fucking seasons are shifting. Like this is.
It almost, you know
June
what I'm saying?
June ain't like June used to June.
I'm just saying though. All my Bible Belt listeners, they gonna definitely go to the back of the book and say the seasons are thou now. You before we saw the seasons changing, you might feel like, okay, it's cold and normal. I remember what the weather felt like 10 years ago around this time. And it's definitely... Ohio didn't have a lot of snow this year.
Mm.
When I got to Ohio 2 years ago...
Ohio gets snow.
The snow that I was in, and that shit was terrible. They say that wasn't nothing compared to what it could be.
Yeah.
I live right off of Lake Erie.
Right.
Where that shit was, that lake effect.
Yeah, oh, it's real.
Crazy. Yeah, that lake effect is real. You know what I'm saying? But, nah. It's been, you know, I'm the humidity going to be what it's going to be in the district. We from D.C. to all the listeners. Shout out to all my D.C. listeners. Uptown, to be exact. But nah, I don't know. It's raining. It's raining right now. It's a lot going on. It's a lot going on in a sense, man. But shout out to everybody listening. I definitely appreciate. Let me get a segue because I didn't really properly come in like I wanted to. We were just having such a good conversation. I wanted to let you know this is another episode of the Dope Made with Love show. I am the neighborhood love dealer. I got that little shit on pack, cuz my little saying. I remember practicing that shit when I first started. I was like, damn, that's just a lot to say. But now I got that. I am the neighborhood love dealer. And I'm out here slanging that love. You know, I got grams of gratitude, pounds of positivity. We out here slanging that unconditional love. And it's a lot of, boundaries within this unconditional love. Shit has really changed. I know a lot of people that's been on this journey with me have seen the evolution of me. You made the fuck. I was about to say fuck y'all, because I know it's a couple witty motherfuckers listening. I know what I attract. I am witty. So I know some motherfucker was like, how about you motherfucker involve this goddamn podcast so we can see you visually? It's coming. Don't worry about it. I've been working out in a sense, but just getting paid to work out. So the job I do is very physical, and I get to lose some weight and get toned while doing it. Jumping rope, doing my thing. Follow us on Instagram. I need y'all really to tune in and hit that voicemail. Leave me a voicemail. If you want to be on the show, anybody who want to collab on the show, come on through. There's some people I've been meaning to reach out to on via social media. We're trying to get some people on here that's real down to earth that can say some real grounded shit, and I'm into learning some new things. I want somebody that come on here and just teach me some things. Just like cuz is such full of wisdom and full of knowledge. I always love talking to you. A very good person to be conversating with. You know what I'm saying? But let's get into some news.
What in the mouth?
Alright. It's that 4th of July edition. You got grinders.
Grinder?
Yeah. We need a grinder for the pregame.
Yes, sir. It's right there behind the cup.
Cause you cook. So what's y'all, we know Eda Mogul is back. We got, what was your name?
Divine.
Divine Nine. Yeah. That's what we rocking with.
What's up?
Oh, deep in.
Huh?
Deep in
it. Deep in it? Okay.
What?
Okay, we're going to say that for the intro. We're going to save everybody's opinion about that.
Well,
for the intro. Save it. Save it for the record. Save it for the record. I mean, like, deep in? Deep in Ed. What is it?
Why you got to be a sexy nigga all
the time? Sexual. He grabbing his beer right now. Y'all got the mic? Get the mic present.
Man, I'm a Pisces, dog.
So that okay. Deep end.
All right.
Deep end 81. 91. Yeah. Okay. 91 inches. Yes. Welcome to another episode of Don't Mate with Love. I am the neighborhood Love Della, and I'm back up in this bitch. I'm back up in the deep end, y'all. Well, I'm back up in the deep. I'm in the deep end. It's summer, summertime. As you know, we back up in the bitch. And I got some guests with me on the show tonight. We about to ignite this shit. We got a Pisces on the line. What we got?
Yeah.
Shout your zodiac sign on some Luke shit. We got Aries, Pisces, and what you are? What are you, cuz? Hold on, I didn't get a proper introduction. We done did all of this. He tried to stay quiet on the intro, y'all. He tried to stay quiet on the intro. We got Eda Mogul in the motherfucking building.
You dig.
He back up in this bitch.
It's the man with the most understanding in the building. You dig.
Can I repeat that he's back up in this bitch?
Come on.
Yes. What's up, y'all? Shout out to y'all. I know. I flooded it with like 5 episodes. Damn, it's the the 4th of July special. So
you did.
We got a lot of special effects in the background right now, but don't worry. We gonna be just as motherfucking fiery as these fireworks. Did that go down right? Fiery as these fireworks.
Yeah.
I feel like I tried too hard.
I like that.
Okay, fiery as these Okay. But we here with it. Got Eda Mogul in the building. We got.
Mm-hmm.
Deep End Eddie. No, see, now it sounds like I'm saying Deep End Eddie.
Gotta say it. So, hold on. What was it? Say
this. Let him introduce himself because I'm going to fuck it up.
Say it.
I don't want to ruin your reputation.
What is it?
What she said?
Nah. Clear it up for the listeners, dog. Because they
going to.
My listeners going to run with it. And I don't know. That's because, though. Deep End Ed. But make sure they know that you are Ed.
Yeah, I'm
because
sure.
They'll be like, who is Ed? Deep in. I'm going to give myself the boo for that. I got a sound effect. So I'm going to put the boo in the background. My bad. Boo. Okay, so we also got another guest. She in the cut with it. Divine Nine. Venus is definitely in Leo right now. The moon has been mooning. The 12th will be abundant, full of abundance. That's when that shit really start. But we got Divine Nine in the building. It's going to be some claps in the background. We can clap on stage. It's enough of us in this motherfucker. I know y'all tired of listening to me by myself, but I'm back up in here.
Not too much on y'all.
They both Aries. I'm an Aquarius. They both Aries.
We can't say that. Aries. Oh, that's some Joe Budden shit.
He's a Pisces.
I mean,
Pisces.
Oh, my bad. Oh,
Aries. Aries is a little psych. A little more. You know.
Pisces, Aries, Leo, Aquarius.
No,
I'm
Aries
a Leo.
A little,
shout out to the Leos.
Pisces, Leo.
Shout out to all my Leos.
Pisces. Leo, Aries, Aquarius.
Oh, in the building.
What you mean, Birdie?
In the building.
In the building.
Oh, okay.
No, we up in this bitch. That's what I say.
But the Aries,
why we getting these zodiac signs together? I want y'all to get y'all plane tickets together. You know, when we about to take this flight.
Michael Myers.
We about to take this flight. Get your plane tickets together. I don't know what motherfucking airline flying out of or whatever, but we definitely about to take this motherfucking flight. I know you hear the flight attendant in the background.
Get your shit.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure you got your Wi-Fi off and disconnected. That means no bullshit up on this flight. I don't know what you're hitting on, but no bullshit up on this flight. But yeah, what's up, y'all? Thank y'all for being on the show.
We vibing and subscribing.
Dope Made with Love show. I am. This is how you set July off. We gotta get that June shit out the way.
Hey, take a shot.
I'm about to take a shot.
You know,
can I get some ice?
I'm gonna say after this shot.
For sure. Cheers.
Cheers to what we doing.
Everybody doing cheers. We are the last of the meeting.
Can somebody get a timestamp right
there? I don't know. Eddie, what's
up?
What's the time set? We deep in 12:10.
12:10
the last. We 12:10. Yeah, we deep the next day.
The last of them. 12:10.
Yeah, deep in.
We made it through. Shout out to you. Shout out to Anchor. Shout out to Spotify. Y'all already know how I started this motherfucking journey. This gonna be one of them episodes, man. It's been a lot going on. I'm glad, y'all. I'm glad June out the way. June. I hit the motherfucking city.
Yes, sir.
As all my listeners know, I am from the district. You know what I'm saying? I get a little offended with the DMV shit. You know why I get offended with the DMV shit? Because I grew up in the motherfucking capital of the United States. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all everything else. I grew up in the, and that's they say it's District of Columbia. D.C. is the capital. So why am I sharing that with Maryland and Virginia? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's proud to be like, I grew up in the, you know, the most multicultural. Everybody got to come here. And that's why I be like, give me, y'all don't get this. That's Maryland. That's Virginia. I had their own shit going on. Y'all broke away. But that's just my little rant. I don't know where that came from, but I'm just saying. I'm from the motherfucking district. And I'm feeling real good tonight. Mm-hmm. Eda Mogul, what's up with you, man? Shout out to tell the listeners what you've been up to. They was asking about you. What's up? They been on my back. When we in the back. I told y'all I've been practicing. Everything is in divine timing.
I've been all the way active, you know what I'm saying? I'm back like I never left, you know what I'm saying?
I told him it was me. I was accountable.
You know what I'm saying? I miss the listeners just as much as they miss me.
Okay.
And
I'm going to put the claps in the background for that.
Yeah.
I got up-to-date cheers.
Yeah. I'm around like I never left, you know what I'm saying? It's only a matter of time till I see y'all again, always. You feel what I'm saying? Whatever y'all questions y'all got for me, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can always send them in.
Instagram.
We should start, I always said we should start a Q&A, you know what I'm saying?
I got a couple polls going on.
Ask some questions for me?
Nah, I ain't answering.
Okay, yeah.
I ain't make the poll about you.
Send them in, you know what I'm saying?
That would be crazy, be like, what would I say in that poll?
Mm-hmm. That would be interesting. Y'all gotta let us know what's going on, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to feel your vibe, you dick. Y'all always talking about y'all requesting me, and I was saying, send some questions in, send some Q&A in.
The numbers don't lie.
Yeah, they don't.
The numbers, we still the
most episodes. They compute every time, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
But I just been more consistent. Hey, deep in, you deep in? What's up? Say what's up to my listeners.
He's
all right. It's my nigga Eddie. My nigga is my cousin, and my cousin is my brother, so that's my nigga.
Right.
Yo.
They're not going to say hi back yet. You ain't going to hear them.
Can we talk about something scary?
Oh, man.
What's scary?
I don't even watch scary movies.
Yeah, let's talk about something scary, though. Right quick.
Lay it out.
Is it a monster, bro?
I can tell right now because
I didn't pass in the mic. Somebody grab my hand.
It's scared. I'm telling that right now. I didn't pass in the mic.
So you gotta say something, bro.
I didn't just pass you that.
You gotta say something. Yeah, somebody's waiting to say something, and it's all in you. Say something, eyes, bro.
See, I'm turning
deep
up.
In. You deep in now.
I didn't pass you that mic. Somebody just grabbed my hand.
What?
In real,
my
wrist,
my The listeners talk.
It was a full moon last night.
Y'all too high.
Full moon energy. It's not about being high.
You think I'm playing? Look. And I'm not even sad. Look.
Yeah, that's some real shit.
Somebody's got my wrist, bro.
Some shit.
Yeah.
And if I did,
I'm not even sad. You should have
7 seconds ago before I checked.
Somebody's got my wrist.
Okay.
It was just 11.
I got nothing
liable. Nothing. It's a coincidence.
I don't know. You got something to say? Say it, bro.
Damn.
Happy four.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just blessings coming.
Swing it.
Speak that shit.
Something that's been handed. This platform is meant for you to really speak your shit out into the frequency so it can magnify and manifest, dog. So say whatever. Ain't no judgment over here. None of my listeners. You know, I don't even call them listeners or followers. These my loved ones. My loved ones, you know what I'm saying? It's on you. So what you gonna do? Hey.
I mean, I'm like Soul Calibur. You know who Soul Calibur is?
Speaking to the mic, what you say?
Hispanic
Soul Calibur?
What? Yeah.
What is Soul
Calibur? Cadillac Converter, which is what?
I mean, Soul Calibur is like... I don't know. That's just me.
Can you spell it?
You got to go on.
Calibur.
Okay.
C-A-L-I-B-R. Calibur.
Okay. Soul Calibur. Okay. I ain't even going to call you deep in no more because you just took us real deep. Okay. So it's Mr. Soul Calibur.
Nah,
my nigga, Soul Calibur.
Yeah, real shit though.
I just ride the wave. I don't try to be your wave.
I'm getting mic about that album because like.
Nah, that's on y'all. That's y'all side. You gonna drop the mic? Yeah, it got quiet too for you.
That's y'all mic.
It wasn't no fireworks. They got silent for that word. Shout out to the listeners. That's deep in. Ladies, he could get deep in too.
Soul Calibur was one of my favorite bands growing up. So you know, you know.
If you know, you know. I don't know, but I ain't a part of that. But I would love to know. I'm going to look it up now that I know a name. Like, so what was Cuz talking about? Because, you know, we just took off on this plane, on this flight. So I'm kind of out the window in the clouds with it, sir.
Y'all funny.
But other than that, man.
Y'all about to give me on some
help. What y'all feel about this smoke? It's been smoke before the fireworks. It's been a lot of haziness.
Are we talking about the Canadian fire?
I don't know no more because this is part two.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they get this far. Yeah.
Because, you know, I was just in Ohio and my folks be like, the first time that they saw the haze in Cleveland area, Euclid area, was like a couple weeks ago. So when it was burning, it wasn't even directly affecting them. Yeah. So I'm like, would it just skipped over them? It came all the way to... Like, what the fuck is going on? It's super hot as shit outside. This shit is crazy. How y'all feel about what's been feeling nowadays? Like, just energy-wise.
I mean, you gotta keep your spirit up.
Of course.
Shit can never break your spirit up.
But I'm saying that with the strong spirit, you definitely can you feel some things that be like, this shit is off. Sometimes I'd be like, this shit is super like programmed. Oh, they didn't want me to say it, but yeah. I be feeling like shit kind of programmed.
I feel like the best. I feel like right now.
You ever read the book 1984?
No.
Good book.
No.
Oh, my God, it's a good book.
Who's the author?
George. I don't know off the top of my head, but
oh, basically,
what's happening now was written in like, and that is the book is called 1984, but it was wrote. It was written in like the 50s. 1950s.
History does
repeat itself. Oh, we on a cycle.
For sure. And right now, it's madness. Like, I be forgetting that Joe Biden is the fucking president. Kamala Harris forget that she's VP.
I think it's all out of everyone's hands.
It
at this point.
And it is. It
to
is.
To be like, I'm talking about first government shit, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, regardless of the fucking position they in, whether it came... They could not be humans, but yeah. They were humans.
Yeah. If it's no leadership, then it's going to be chaos. And because resources are scarce, shit is only going to continue to get...
No, if resources aren't scarce, we just rely on their system of resources.
Well, the cost of living is expensive, and the minimum... The minimum, like...
If you can grow from your land, there will never be a shortage of resources. Therefore, resources is never scarce because... Yeah. And the only reason why we feel like it's scarce is because we live on their resources.
Oh, yeah.
If we all had some type of piece of land, we knew how to grow. Now I'm just saying we all had some type of land where we knew how to grow on that part of land that we got for a little amount of time, then resources wouldn't be as much scarce because we wouldn't need them. We wouldn't have to rely upon what they produce when we could produce our own thing.
Okay.
I like how that sounds. That's about right. And if the listeners, if you want to send us some questions, want to chime in on this conversation, drop a DM. You can also leave a voice message if you want a Spotify app. You can go to the profile, Dope Made With Love, click leave a voice message. You can leave a voice message and I'll play it on the show and answer your questions and things like that, but... It's a lot of shit going on right now. I just really just want to have fun. It's shot o'clock.
You know what I'm saying?
We're taking a shot. Right, it's sitting in flight. They serving beverages on this flight.
Ed boy.
They serving beverages on this flight. So I got a segment.
Right.
I'm ready for segments because I thrive when conversation have topics.
I have a segment and it's called... It's called On the Peripheral. Hey, On the Peripheral, guys.
Okay, On the Peripheral.
On the Peripheral. It's news, but it's news on the peripheral. That means we're on the peripheral of the shit, but we can't help but fucking talk about it. No matter how much you want to avoid it, some things you just have to fucking talk about. And that is news on the peripheral.
Okay, that's all cool. Right. All right.
So on this... segment of news on the peripheral.
Let's get to it.
This is the first time I've done this. Let's talk about because you know we're gonna talk about June just passed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And can we talk about daddy issues? Okay. So I'm gonna explain my father's day.
Oh, hold on, we got perspectives in the room right now.
We got quite a few perspectives.
We're going to have to pass the mic.
All
right, let's do that. All right.
So Father's Day just passed.
Okay.
And the listeners know, but they don't know, but I'm adopted. My father is a super alpha male. He's probably 15 years old, senior of my friend's parents. Mm-hmm. I was adopted by older parents. Very bullheaded. I got daddy issues, but daddy was there, but I found I was adopted and he took control of that situation. My mom was like a kept woman and she, you know, she just did what she had to do to survive. And he took control and him telling me adopted in the way he did, and I always say I'll get this to another episode where I dig into that. I can never find the courage to post it. I got like 2 backup episodes about me talking about adoption, but I don't want to speak from a point of emotion. It's so deep, real. But on the outline of it.
That's a wrong space.
What
do you want to speak from that place?
Let's talk about it.
I don't
want to
get sidetracked.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. We got to pass the mic.
Unforgiveness for the way he told me he was adopted. I was adopted. He told me like 2 weeks before my senior year of high school because my mom was cheating on him. So she didn't know that he was telling me. It wasn't like a foundation of love that would be set out for something that's such a life-changing, you know, moment. You know, despite the blessings on the back end, but just overall. And I was unable to receive the empathy or the help that I needed to decipher why I felt this way, even though I knew I was never like abused physically, you know, molested, you know, the stories of adoption, it just came with a different twist because not all adoption is like physical and just comes with me sabotaging and getting in jail and fighting people. It comes, I created an internal trauma that I self-sabotaged. Mm-hmm. And despite my, you know, forgiveness for that, or just me not in my journey of my spiritual journey of healing, nowadays I still find myself faced with the questions of why he did what he did, and I have such as like a grudge against how he altered my life. Although I know that I'm accountable for all my actions that led me to where I am today, because it's a blessing within the curse. So we're going to pass the mic, and we're just going to talk just, you know, like I'm saying, it's Father's Day, just passed, and sometimes it's not just all about a woman having a baby and a baby daddy. Sometimes they kind of steal the moment on Father's Day, that it's about some baby daddy, baby mother shit, but motherfuckers be having slight daddy issues, and sometimes...
Can I just say,
go ahead.
I appreciate and I respect the vulnerability. You know what I'm saying? This is a safe space.
It is.
You know
what I'm saying? Always.
This is a safe space. But it's real vulnerable. It's real, real right now. And I hope that all stories resonate with somebody. And I hope that you respect the vulnerability that we're giving to you guys right now, because we're going to get real, real, and real spill
right quick.
And it's only meant for healing reasons and healing purposes, you know what I'm saying? So I hope that everything resonates in a beautiful way, in a way that you can heal from it. Do you want to say yours or should I go?
You can go. You're already in your jam.
Okay. So, you said y'all hit a shot. It's about to get real. It's your boy the Woga. Y'all know what I'm saying, the man with the most understanding. But this is my version, right? So, the issue, or I would say the misunderstanding that has always been with my father is that, in my opinion, he was meant to teach me early, and I feel like now it's kind of my turn to teach him. And I don't mean in like a, you know, I'm over him type of way. I know more than him type of way. But
yeah, it's just reparenting the parent.
I feel like it's kind of like, and not even reparenting the parent. It's more so like, when they say you kind of chose your parents, you feel what I'm saying? You chose your parents or whatever, you feel me? But we all chose our parents for a reason, and I feel like sometimes the reason that we got sent to our parents is to send them healing and understanding of of their own powers and where they at and what they can do. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's kind of interesting and it's kind of weird at the same time. But I feel like the thing with me and my pops is, like, I feel like we always kind of, like, on the same page. But it's a way that he carry it. That I would, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't necessarily carry it that way. And he not, it's not like, you know, let's say it like this, like, I feel like I'm here to show my pops, as exertive as he is, leadership as he is, as frontline as he is, I feel like I'm here to help him understand grace.
Now, do he give, like, kickback to it?
To Grace?
No, to you trying to teach him things. Because sometimes that's what I face with my dad.
I mean, not always. A lot of times it's conversational, but sometimes, yeah, it is kickback to it because, I mean.
And that may be different.
I think go back to the point of, like. Damn, I don't know. I don't want to say fear what you don't know, but, like, I just think.
You said fear what you don't know.
I don't want to say fear what you don't know, but I think it's like my pop's not interested in exploring that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gonna stand on business. You feel me? Every time. And when you cut from a certain club, that's understood. But
right.
Usually the only ones who could break those type of barriers are children, the kids.
Right. Whatever type of, like, daddy issues do we have?
I wouldn't even say that's a daddy issue. I would just say that's a misunderstanding.
But daddy issues would be like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you got an issue with your father. Shit. You got an issue with your father.
I don't even think it's an issue.
What about you, deep in?
The word is weird.
I don't want to go too deep in, but, you know, because I overstand a lot. But see, I also.
Me and my pop's cool at the end of the day.
Yeah.
What
tell the listeners about your dad?
A healthy experience.
Because you had the same experience as me where someone wasn't my father, you know what I'm saying?
I mean.
And it was my dad.
I mean, my father stood on 10 toes as now, a man. Did what he's supposed to do as a man. You know what I'm saying? Came home, did what he's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? And nothing I can do but just respect everything he did.
Right.
Especially after coming home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
He just did what he had to do in life.
Yeah.
My dad did what he got to do.
He stood on all that.
I be proud of my father.
So ain't no issues with that. That's my motherfucking nigga to the end. Good. And after.
Straight and that's up. Different flavors. What about you?
And dad? I wish I could have went with him to the league. Spent 4th of July with him.
Yeah.
But he just lives with that fuck. He know that.
That's good. That's good.
Ain't no shots of Lil Wayne. Okay, hold up. We got a new entry in the room. Yeah, you want to introduce yourself?
Let's pause for a moment. Take a moment to introduce Samaya.
We got the one. She done popped up on the episode a few times, but not like formally introduced. We did a little 1-2 of the 1-2. She over there smiling like she do. I'm just saying, it's the letter before I and the letter after J. Did I say that right? It didn't come out how I was supposed to. But this is KK.
Hey,
K Styles, you know what I'm saying? You know she gonna plug her shit so you can get your motherfucking wig split. You know what I'm saying? And hey, I ain't talking about.
It's me, KK.
KK is here, but KK, we were talking about daddy issues. This is just our news on the peripheral. We were just chiming in. We were definitely about to lighten it back up. We just had got a little quick, because that's news. It was just Father Day, and that was news to me that it's
It's more than just baby daddy shit.
No, I don't even see this issue.
People be having issues with their dad. I had an issue with my dad. But that don't mean I don't love my dad.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I got issues with my dad and I didn't get to meet my real dad. You know what I'm saying? So, I would love to have the chance to meet my real dad. That's the issue I got. But my real dad, he don't even know. I wish I got a chance to meet you. That's a daddy issue. Like, I'm trying to put the pieces together and you the missing link. But rest in peace to Pops.
You, what'd you say? Do you want to ask him?
I don't know. I'll be saying sometimes my father needs to be checking his phone. That's all.
You said sometimes your dad need to check his phone.
Yeah, just check his messages.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He be like, I work too much, son.
It ain't gotta be a big
issue. I'm like, you gotta check your phone. You know what I'm saying? Then sometimes you know what's going on with me. In this case, I can't reach your phone. Just check your phone. Check your messages. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit like that. You know. Then we all do. You know? Shit like that.
Don't play. You wanna go next? Okay.
I would say my issue with my dad is he's, like, overbearing. I think that because he's lost so much time when he does come in, he's, like, real strong about it. Like, I'm a kid, like, texting me every day, expecting me to come over every day. And it's like, we're not that, but I also learned that he's bipolar. So... like, right, because before I knew, like, he used to snap on me, like, out the random,
and it didn't make sense,
I just used to assume, like, okay, he's drunk, like, this is just some, I don't know, a result of him being drunk, but yeah, I later learned that, so, I guess learning to maneuver around that, like, being in my adult years. He was around, like, when I was younger. I want to say up until I was, like, 11, 12. And then my stepdad came around, and he was a good man. Good man. Shout out to my stepdad. Yeah. May he rest in peace. Yeah. But not yet. For sure.
You went
out
dads.
It's all. Everybody's just trying to figure it out.
Blessings and
seeing your dad as an adult. And y'all both adults now. Like, y'all both adults.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Perspectives.
For me, just for perspective.
It is.
I'm learning to let go and just forgive people. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is it more liquor? Is it more liquor?
I think once you start to, like, really just look at people as human beings, as opposed to, like, putting them on the pedestal based on their role, shit gets easier. I'm not gonna say the process is easy, because, like, sometimes I do be mad, like, why the fuck this shit not happening? Like, you should know, you should do as my parent, but you're also learning, or you have to take into account that, like, your parent might have not gave you those tools to carry on into raising your kids, so. I don't know. It just all comes back to, like, reflecting and extending grace to people, because when it comes to you, like, you gonna need that. You will want that grace.
Right.
That. So shout out to all the dads. We're gonna wrap that up. That was another news on the peripheral. So I got a question.
That's getting tangled.
Would you say you knew something about somebody, and it was affecting them at the moment, like y'all all in a group. This is just hypothetical. But in order for you to tell them, it might embarrass them or make a scene.
Who else knows? Sorry, hold up.
Wait. So would you tell the person?
Are you telling them by themselves? How are you making a scene if you
it's
them
like
with
information that's like
oh whoa. Run it back. Wait.
I don't know, that's job crazy.
Wait. You said if you know something about somebody, crazy. But if you tell them what?
I mean,
would you tell them like, if you knew something was affecting somebody in the moment right now?
Yes.
Like right now, you knew some information about some one of us in the room that affects us right now and we don't know. But you know that
what you might tell them may fuck their day up, may cause a scene, or like, or just be nothing. But what you tell them? It's almost like a booger in your nose.
Yeah.
Like, would you tell somebody that had a booger in the nose?
Yeah.
Or would you tell somebody that...
No, it's not like a booger in your
you
nose.
You just drank some...
A version
it's what caused a motherfucking scene. It's not a booger in your nose.
Depends no, I was just
talking to.
I was putting it all like
that's
yeah.
like a smaller version of what it could be. Like,
yeah,
in the sense
but some people don't. How many people
saying?
You looked that's at a with a book in their nose and
that
didn't
like
say
a slippery
nothing?
Slope.
No, it's just a small version of what just, she's talking yeah. about. What could have like if it is a big version?
I'm just saying
that's
it
a
could
small
be
version,
anything.
That's like a small example.
I was using that small example.
If you knew, so basically, if you knew something about someone, would you bring it to their attention and fuck up their day?
Yeah.
Or would you okay, leave? Or would
and
you
we're
leave?
Canceling out okay, like so. Tragic shit. That shit that we.
Yeah, no.
We
so I'm just saying, like, would you bring
not
it
like
to their attention
had,
and fuck up
know.
Their day, or would you leave it alone? That's
or
that's the
leave
kind
it
of.
Alone.
Is it true?
Yeah, you know, like you know.
Is it
we're
true?
Not
though?
Saying like I'm not saying like you got an inkling or you may know, but like you really fucking know. Like you know, you got the proof in the pudding, and you just found out.
That's just my. Having a good time, I'm not gonna fuck with
go
my
good
time.
I
want
to go around the room and
I'm,
just see.
I'm,
that shit,
that's
cool.
That's cool. That's situation.
And,
all right.
And the setting is.
Let's
right.
go around. Let's go around.
Setting.
Let's go around. All right. That's situation.
Okay, so all for right. me, I think that. So well, I've been in this.
You,
I've been.
Say, have you been
I've
in
been in a
situation before?
Like this before, and I've had vulnerable information that. Like, I'm around this person who it can affect, and my loyalty lies more with the person that I'm around.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm an honest person, you feel me? Like, I'm not one of them people that ask for honesty and...
In return?
No.
Oh.
I'm not that type of person that asks for honesty and then is going to react in a...
Okay,
offended way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I respect that. Like, give me that option to choose. Like, don't lie to me, because... Just don't do it.
Right.
Like, just don't do it. It makes things a lot easier if you're just honest about what's going on. What the fuck? Where am I going?
Like, have you experienced, you know, having some information?
Oh, yeah, so, and letting my friend, like, I would want my friend to let me know. So, I would brace my friend for what's about to happen. And build up towards the truth, but I'm gonna let my friend know what's going on so they're not left in the dark, because I would want to know what's going on. That's just the type of person that I am. Of course, you gotta read the room. Like, not gonna do it in a public setting where it's multiple people around, because I don't want you to be embarrassed, or you know, like,
but
I want you to have
something.
A space where you can have that opportunity to react.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't want it to be, like, I don't know. I'm going to try to have made it as comfortable as possible to let you know, hey, this is what's up. But, yeah, fuck yeah. I'm letting my folks know what's going on.
What about you, deep in, eat them all group, okay? If you knew some shit, like, you knew some tea.
I feel like it's situational. But, I mean...
We'll pick one of those situations.
Well, I mean, like, if it's somebody real close to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, let's do with somebody I don't really know like that first.
You got the mic up?
Yeah, I got the mic up. Okay. If it's somebody I don't really know like that, like, you know, I'm going to mind my business, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to stay to myself, but if it's like... Some best friend, right hand man type energy. Then I feel like it's only right to, you know what I'm saying, let motherfuckers know what's going on. Rather hurt their feelings or not. Because me personally, I would wanna know the whole truth, you know what I'm saying? If y'all know some real crazy stuff that I should know, I'd rather you tell me, and I'm cool with how I'ma take that, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
I'd rather just
right,
know the truth.
Right, give me that choice.
So,
right.
That's just my personal opinion.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Kay?
I feel like for me, it depends on the space. Like if I'm around a bunch of randoms, I'm really not about to say nothing.
Yeah.
Like that's just
off bucks. That's just not going to happen with me. I just feel like that's weird energy. And if somebody was to do that around me with a bunch of randoms, I'm going to think they're a weird person. Like, random people around you bringing up personal shit. Right. Or even if it is a booger, you whisper to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. But if you around, like, everybody comfortable with everybody in the room, then I feel like it depends on the person. Like, you gotta pick and choose. Like, if you feel like you should speak on it around people, you feel like the conversation gonna go better, or if y'all should have a one-on-one.
Okay.
So, like, I feel like it depends on the person who you with. Like, okay.
I would say that too. It depends on the person.
Yeah.
Wait. So my understanding of it was like, you would pull this person to the side in private and let them know.
But I'm saying that could ultimately. Would you still do that if that could ultimately fuck up that day?
Yeah. So yes, at the present moment,
like say we had a function.
I still stand on what I said, but my understanding was only that like, I would put them to the side, like, you know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be like, no.
Would you wait till the end of the day?
Like, you feel what I'm saying? I'll put them to the side, but, like, that's the only reason why I would still say it is because if it's some real shit that I feel like they should know, only reason why I would feel that way is if, like, damn, if I was in this position, I would want somebody to tell me this shit. Regardless of how this shit would make me feel, because damn, the truth all really matter right now on this type of situation. That's the only time where I will fuck up somebody that's close to me about something. Like, if I really feel like it's something you should definitely know, you know what I'm saying? Like, because my intention is not to fuck up your day. If it fuck up your day, I understand that. Mm-hmm. But my intention is to give you the real world and the real spill, that's all.
And that's what's up.
Hey, boy.
Shout out to the listeners. I know we just chimed in real quick. We just got into the deep end of it all. But we had to get some shit off our chest. Figure out some daddy issues. Just address some things, surface level. I'm going to try and get too deep, but we all just have a different perspective. I just wanted to throw that out. And also just talking about, you know, if you had some confidential information to be told, when would you tell it? What's a good time to really tell it? You know what I'm saying? But I really appreciate y'all for listening. We're not ending it. I'm just always like to just shout them out and shit like that. So, we was talking about that Sukiyana shit. I definitely wanted to touch on that for the podcast sake, because how far does sex sales go when you give it out for free at the same time? Like, really? Like, it seems like women sell it and give it out for free at the same time. We talking about sex appeal, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The flirtatious, the aura, the illusion.
I feel like... In relation to Sukiyana, where are we going, though?
Well, a lot of people had commented that, why should the dudes that... Because it was another dude that kind of violated her as a man on the Candy podcast show. Was talking to her crazy, like she, you know... all wild and shit, like, what he gonna do to her? Because
self-control, nigga.
Like, that is a must. Just as a human being, period. Self-control, but...
Come on, now.
It's like, she gives... In my opinion, she gives some mixed signals. Not making an excuse for the repercussion, but if we all on this journey of fucking law of attraction and want to attract businesses and parking spaces and shit like that...
Can I say this?
How does her energy not apply to that?
Can I say this? We must not dismiss the man who fuck up, because ain't nobody perfect. However, we can't dismiss the fact that at the position that you're in, and at the stature that you're at, you can't.
That's no excuse. And
it's that you can't overstep. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do shit like
that.
I
understand.
Like, you gotta understand
on an inner level.
I mean, not fuck even the stature that you at as a man. Period, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta understand that.